Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast, where you'll learn tips, tricks, and strategies to help you gain clarity, find purpose, live boldly, and defeat the drama in leadership and life. Host Kirsten E. Ross is known to many as the drama-free queen. She is the undisputed expert of transformation. She'll move you from resigned, resentful, and overwhelmed to focused, engaged, and empowered.
Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 93. Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now. This episode is sponsored by Pillar Social Media. They create, manage, and grow brands on the social web. They've done some great work for me. I really encourage you to go check them out at pillarsocialmedia.com. So today, I'm going to be talking about trust buckets. Kind of a phrase I've coined, so you may or may not have heard of it. I don't know if anyone else is using it, but the question of the day is, how full are your trust buckets? So if you've been listening to this podcast, you already know that I spend a lot of time helping people overcome their drama challenges. Often drama between people boils down to a lack of trust. You can have little or no trust for someone based on your experience with them. They've proven with their words or actions that they really shouldn't be trusted. Or you can lack trust because you just don't know someone. Either way, when we don't trust someone, we are more apt to assume the worst or assign malintent to their actions. Of course, a history of bad behavior warrants less trust. The best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. In businesses, I often find that lack of trust comes from a lack of knowing. Sometimes leaders don't give their employees time to connect, and this creates negative assumptions and drama. Over the years, I've had a unique perspective into so many relationships, and I can say with certainty that often these assumptions are not accurate. I would even hazard to say that rarely are the assumptions driving these negative relationships true. When communication and connection happen, trust can build quickly. Assumptions are replaced with facts, and relationships are transformed. I have seen it over and over. You know, so often I'll actually be working individually with multiple people inside one organization, and I'll hear myself saying over and over again to each of those individuals, "You really need to talk to so-and-so." Because I know the truth from meeting individually with each of them, but I can't insert myself into that relationship. It's not my role to tell them what's true and replace those assumptions with fact. So I just keep encouraging, have the conversation, ask the question, clarify that. You know, I recently worked with a group of four people who knew little of each other personally, but had to deal with each other often to complete their work. The company called me in because the poor relationships were decreasing productivity, as they often do. I spent exactly 1.5 hours with them, and in that time, they had so many aha moments. "Oh, I thought when you were asking me that, you were trying to pass your work on to me. No, I've already tried 4 different times to get the numbers right by the time I'm asking you to clarify some things. I thought you were just coming in early so that you could leave early and find things to complain about. No, with the work changes, I now have to come in early to get everything set up and do the inventory. I'd actually prefer not to start so early." On and on it went. Gaps in fact filled in with negative presumptions overcome with truth. Each person in this little team that didn't really work in the same department had painted a picture of the other like a paint by number gone wrong. The little assumptions all added to a perception of coworkers trying to avoid work, get each other in trouble, and wreak havoc. Recent changes in roles and workflow had put them all together feeling uncertain and wary, and they really had never had the chance to know each other. They needed to work together, but they hadn't had the opportunity to build trust. So I'm very visual, so I'm almost always end up describing concepts with physical items. I started using the term trust bucket to describe the level of trust we have with others. It's just a nice visual for me, and it seems to work for my clients. So an empty trust bucket means little trust. A full trust bucket is like a full bank account of trust. A full trust bucket, and we're assuming the best of each other. If my coworker of 10 years is late and I have assigned a full trust bucket to her, I will assume she got held up. an empty trust bucket, and I'm assuming the worst. He doesn't value my time, or he's disrespecting me. I find that people assign empty or full trust buckets to new people in different ways. Think about which one is you. So some people tend to start new relationships with a full trust bucket, thinking, I will trust you unless you give me good cause not to. At that point, they will have an empty trust bucket. Others tend to be more cautious and begin relationships with an empty trust bucket. Their thinking is, I need to see who you are first. Prove that you deserve my trust. You have to earn it. Then I will fill the trust bucket. At work, it is so important to bring employees together so they have an opportunity to know each other as people and fill those trust buckets. Drama happens when trust buckets are low. As I often say, in the absence of fact, for some reason, humans fill in the blanks with negative assumptions. A process falls apart, and the first instinct is for employees to blame coworkers they don't trust. They're just trying to make my job harder. Bring those employees together and give them the chance to know one another, and trust will develop. They will assume the best of each other instead. I have seen it over and over. So today I have a few thoughts and actions for you. First is, how full are your trust buckets with people? Do you start with a full bucket and empty with negative experience? Or do you start empty and make them work their way to trust? There's a big difference in the way we do that. Number two, are there people in your life or work with empty trust buckets out of assumption rather than fact? How can you get to know them to learn their true character? How full should their trust bucket be? Are there maybe some people with an empty trust bucket that don't really deserve it, if you stop and think about it? So just stop and think, you know, the stuff I think about that person, is it based on my personal experience, or is it something I'm assuming or something I heard? All right, and third, if you are a leader, where do team members have empty trust buckets with each other? How can you bring them together to meet, connect, and build trust? You'll be amazed at how quickly it happens. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for joining me. I know you've got a busy schedule, so I always appreciate the time that you take to listen. If you need any other assistance, please contact me. You can go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and submit your question. I'll provide some customized solutions in a future episode, or say, hey, Kirsten, we need to talk. I'll be happy to help you. Just let me know what you need. So until next time, make it a great day.